Trust.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. In our final live show from our Keene studio for this week, because as of tomorrow night, you'll be hearing Free Talk Live broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival for an extended stay. We were just going to do Thursday through Saturday, but now we're doing Wednesday through Saturday. And Sam, you're coming up tomorrow, so
I am.
You'll be there for it. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a blast. I'm looking forward to being there, and we're going to tell you more about that as the show goes on here tonight. Of course, the toll-free number, and you'll hear a lot more about it in the next four shows this week. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Last night, I want to continue a discussion that we barely had a chance to scratch the surface on, and that was the parking ticket, what I called non-cooperation, and I think that's something we should focus on. Parking tickets. We've had some success here in New Hampshire, specifically the Keene area, with activists refusing to go along with the parking ticket scam. And I called it non-cooperation, and you said during the break you didn't think it was, and I think you might be right about that, Mark, because it is technically inside the system. Let's explain first what transpired. Last night you told the listeners that you at one point had tried to go downtown to go to some breakfast, but you didn't have any change for the meters, and so you just said screw it, and you went to a chain restaurant that had a parking lot, so you didn't have to pay for the parking there. And so basically the downtown merchant lost out, and who knows how much business those folks are losing out because of the city's awful parking restrictions. And this happens everywhere. Anywhere there are parking meters or restrictions where there's a certain, you know, maximum amount of time that you can park that's run by the city, it just doesn't work very well. But the city thinks so because it gets to send its agents around and collect cash from people, leave tickets, which I consider to be trash, on my car, unwanted papers on my car window.
Debris.
Yeah, debris. And most people obediently pay it because, well, they're scared, right? I mean, it's the government. The government's a scary group of people, and you know they might hurt
your car if you don't pay it at some point, right?
There is that possibility, and they did jack Sam's car, but that wasn't over a parking ticket, was it?
No, it was. Apparently, once you get to a certain number in this city, then they will actually just tow the car.
There you go.
Well,
so they will kidnap your car until you pay them their money.
Is that true? Because I've also heard that that if it goes over 90 days, they're supposed to wipe it off the.
No, apparently that's been repealed or whatever, overturned.
They can do whatever they want,
case.
Right? Because,
that's true.
You know, they're the government.
And they can change the rules.
You can go to the chief, like I did. We went and saw Chief Miola here in Keene and talked to him about the towing of my car as required by law. You know, he's supposed to explain the reasons as to, you know, why they towed the car. Instead, he basically wanted to know what I objected to and found me guilty anyway, and then said that I said stuff on the record that was off the record and just turned it into a real mess. So,
however, what if you were to have challenged the ticket? What if it were to have gone to court? Because this is the path that Mark took. You took the path of ignoring it.
Yeah.
And it built up to the maximum fine. I also chose that path. I chose the path of ignoring it. Then I sent them a letter when they sent me the first threat. Mm-hmm. So as soon as they sent me something besides the first ticket, I sent them a letter back saying, well, prove my obligation to pay, and I'll happily pay it for you, which they never did. They took me to court. I went to court. You sat up there with me. The video of it was posted at freekeen.com. It's on the YouTube channel, the Freekeen YouTube channel. And we asked a bunch of questions, didn't really get any responsive answers, and they kind of railroaded me through the trial, and then the robed man said he would take it under advisement, and the court was done for the day. And I've never heard anything. Now, I did change addresses within that period of time, so I haven't gone to check the court's file to see if anything was put in there, but I've changed addresses, and they sent something to my old address, and it made it to me. Mm-hmm. So I have no reason to believe that this other, whatever it was they sent, had they sent something, wouldn't make it to me. So basically, I don't know what happened in my parking ticket trial. Mark, you ended up being found nothing because you never even made it to trial.
No process, yeah. They just they dropped the charges, essentially.
After trying to make you sweat it out, though, right? Because you went,
I guess.
You went in for.
I was had no intention of sweating at all, but
well, there's no sweating for them. I mean, for them, it's just another day at the office, and this time they're at court instead of the.
No, I mean sweating
station.
For Mark.
Well, yeah, but you see that it's nothing. It's no extra work for them. Mark's going to have to come in and show up, and then they can decide what they're going to do right then. And it's no different than if. You know, than anything else.
No, I'm not saying anything about them. What I'm saying is that the way they'll do it, if they're going to drop charges, they don't just drop it right
exactly.
off the bat. What they'll do is, Mark went in and he approached it differently than you and I. He went in, when he got the ticket, he went right into the police station and said, yeah, I need a trial on this. And so
they wanted to ask a bunch of questions and see what they could do to, in order to prevent me from taking it to trial.
Oh, yeah. They really wanted you to just, like, pay it right then, right? And, well, can we work this out?
Well, they just wanted to. They wanted to do or say whatever it was that it took to get me to talk to them about it, explain it or whatever. And I'm just like, no, I just want to take it to trial.
Yeah. And so they scheduled you the trial date at that point. And so my point is that they'll make you wait until, in some cases, the day of the trial when they'll come up to you in court and say, okay, we're going to null pros the charges. And then you've
sure,
sweated
it. But if you didn't show up that day, then you'd be in
you'd
trouble.
You'd get a failure to appear, sure. And if you were nervous about what might possibly happen, as most people are when it comes to a governmental encounter like that, and rightfully so, they'd be sweating it out. So that's what I meant when sweating
oh,
out.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, my God, you know, what's going to happen here? I've got to put all this time in to prepare for this trial, and then,
yeah.
and then they drop the charges.
And you have to prepare for each specific charge and all of the case law. It's a lot of work, and it's ridiculous that they can just handle it this way, and it's just okay.
Right. So, Mark, they scheduled the trial for you, but then they rescheduled it.
That's right. So it occurred.
And it was months down the road.
In November 2009, and then they scheduled, the first trial was scheduled for, I had to go into court about a month later, and mm-hmm. They scheduled a trial at that point, 6 months after the offense. So, I mean, this is the terrible swift sword of justice cleaving to the heart of the matter. They gave me 6 months off, and then they extended that another 2 months. And so you're talking about 8 to 9 months after the offense occurred where they gave me a ticket or gave, put a ticket upon my wife's car and then gave me a trial for an offense on a vehicle I was not registered to even be on. So, I mean, this is the kind of Keystone Cops bullcrap that they do, and I suspect it goes on everywhere like this.
The statute or the right to a fair and speedy trial in New Hampshire means 9 months. So it's no coincidence that you said 6 months and then two more, and then they had to either take it to trial or drop it, and that they ended up dropping it.
Right, and my contention is that people pay these tickets voluntarily in order mm-hmm. to not have to go and deal with them, because I don't think that they can prove that you parked that car.
I don't think they have to.
Well, I don't care what you think, pal. Who's dealing with the ticket and who's not?
I don't know what you mean by that. You've dealt with one. We've all dealt with them.
Yeah, well, I don't have to deal with it. I mean, mine got null prost. I mean, you had to go to court on yours.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, by their own rules, they may not have to prove anything. If it was the car registered in your name, which you're saying it wasn't.
How are they going to charge the vehicle? How are they going to charge
the owner? They're going to charge the owner of the vehicle.
They have to prove that the owner committed some kind of offense.
I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. Now, if you actually look at their own rules, it may say something to the effect that, in fact, I did look at their own rules, and I don't want to argue their rules because it's their interpretation that matters and not mine. But my interpretation of what I saw was that basically there is not even an obligation in their rules that says that when you park at a meter, you have to put money in it. The only thing that it says in their rules, and check your local ordinances on this one, because a lot of them are written similarly, is that if you put money into the meter and it expires, then you're in violation. But if you don't, it doesn't say anything about if you park in a meter, you have to put money in it. It just says if you put money in the meter and it expires, you're in violation. So it doesn't say anything about who gets charged. I think they can charge whoever they want to charge with it, and it's likely going to be the owner of the vehicle. So you had success with that, Mark. I don't know if I've had success yet. I'm undetermined Sam, not so much success, I guess, in your corner.
No, but I think I have one more ticket, and I would like to take it to trial.
Oh, good, good. We should do that then. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is it non-cooperation? I want to talk about that here as well, because I'm a big fan of non-cooperation. I kind of feel like this should be, but maybe it's not. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk shows, they want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away, freetalklive.com. And the webcam is available for you, and it is available tonight and is probably not going to be available tomorrow because we'll be live on location from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and the webcam is permanently mounted here in our studio. But when it is on, you can enjoy it at cam.freetalklive.com, and when it's off, there's still audio available at cam.freetalklive.com. So even if the cam itself is not active, you can still actually still hear whatever is on the Liberty Radio Network at lrn.fm. And the cam is brought to you by our friends at memorydealers.com. By the way, the cam also built into the same page as our chat room, so you can not only watch and listen, but you can also interact with other listeners. And it's all free. Memorydealers.com is covering some of the costs, though. They're offering the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. That's memorydealers.com. So we've been talking about the tickets here in New Hampshire. The activists, of course, as you know, Liberty activists coming here as part of the Free State Project. They're getting active in various different ways. Some of them are doing politics. Some of them are doing outreach. Some of them are creating media. And some of them are doing non-cooperation and civil disobedience. And we're talking about the not paying these tickets, not being so obedient as to just go ahead and, okay, I got a ticket, and then going in and handing over your hard-earned money to these bureaucrats, making them do a little bit of work for it and saying, in your case, Mark, you said, I'll take this to trial instead. And so they thought they were going to make you sweat it out,
right.
But you
weren't
sweating it out.
And this isn't about being right or being wrong or anything like that, because a lot of people will pay the ticket because, oh, I was wrong. The question that I have here is, you know, I think that their system is broken, and I don't want to participate in your broken system, whether I was right or whether I was wrong in my vehicle being parked in this particular slot, at this particular time. That's not the issue here. The issue is that I think that their system dissuades people from coming downtown, whether the merchants believe it or not. That doesn't matter. You know, I think it does dissuade people, and I think I think it's a broken system, and I don't want to give extra money to this government that I see growing all the time. I believe that it's growing because people voluntarily give it money.
All right. Well, look, Mark, they pulled the parking meters out, and people were parking there all the time, leaving their cars there all day. So clearly we have to have parking meters.
Because the only solution could possibly be a parking meter, right?
Well, the people want to be able to, you know, come in and find a spot downtown.
Am I one of the people?
Are you saying that, you know, people shouldn't be able to park downtown and go to any of the stores?
I'm one of the people, and I say that I don't want parking. I don't want
the
this
other
inefficient
the majority.
System.
The majority wants it.
Really? There was a poll taken on this? No.
The people to the city council meeting
told some politicians, yeah. And the politicians got that reading, because obviously some people wouldn't come and say, hey, I want the parking ticket, the parking meters to stay out of there or whatever. And I don't think that – I don't know what the best solution is. That's not my job. I believe I have a better solution. Nobody cares what it is. But that's that doesn't mean that I'm going to participate in their system. I'm not dying to give them money. Not gonna.
Right. And I think it from my perspective, it comes from just a matter of principle, is that they're a criminal gang and they aggress against people, and I will do everything I can to deprive them of as much money as possible. And so they want to demand money from me. They're going to have to do everything they possibly can to get it. And in that case, I won't give it to them. I'll do everything I can besides give them the money. I'll give the money to charity if they'll let me get away with that, or I'll just go to jail. And, those are the things I'm willing to do. So let's go to the phones and to the fun. Neil is on the line in New Hampshire. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hello. Yes, I'm calling from wonderful Sullivan County. And back in November, it should be noted that in New Hampshire, one of the things they do is that on your birthday month, they require you to register and get your cars inspected. So basically, you get penalized during your birthday month. So it's a wonderful birthday present.
Now, how did you get required to do that? When did the obligation get created for you?
Well, I'm just saying, if you want their little stickers and their tags and so on, I know you're going to quibble. You're going to quibble on the on some of the particulars. I'm just saying, if you have a tag and your car is registered in New Hampshire, that they make you do that during your birthday month. And for various reasons, mostly monetary, I didn't have enough money to get my car inspected, which is a complete waste of time and money anyway, and it doesn't have anything to do with safety. And I was caught, oh my God, driving without my proper inspection sticker. And I didn't, you know, I didn't have the money to get it. What happened is you get an engine light on, you can't pass inspection. An engine light usually means that your catalytic converter is saying there's something wrong, and that always means at least $1,000 you have to pay. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with the car. Anyway, so I get stopped later, and it turns out that they supposedly sent me a form, which, by the way, the law says shall have been presumed to have been delivered in 3 years, or I'm sorry, three days, excuse me. And I never recall getting that form, and that form also tells me that they not only did they suspend the registration, but they also suspend your license. So I got arrested and got to visit the Sullivan County, I should say the Newport Police Station.
So I'd like to, people don't, they think this inspection thing, it's so important.
We didn't have them in Florida.
Yeah, I didn't have them in Florida, and the car and the roads weren't littered with broken down vehicles. But this is the outcome here is you got thrown in jail for driving on a suspended license, which sounds like, well, you're a bad driver, right? Well, no, you got tossed in jail for not having an inspection sticker.
Right, and also the way they inform you is there's no way, like if I sent a piece of mail to the court and it didn't arrive, there is no shall have been presumed to have arrived in 3 days. But if they send me a piece of mail, supposedly it's arrived in 3 days, and of course I never received it. And so I'm driving on a suspended license, so anyway, I get all of my paperwork done, and I get the car. I had to borrow money to get the car repaired, even though, again, there's nothing wrong with it. And lots and lots of expenses and so on and so forth as far as getting my little plastic stickers and so on.
Ugh.
But I went to court twice, once for an arraignment. I didn't even know what it was called at the time. I thought I'd done everything. I had my license back. But it turns out to be an arraignment. And then, of course, I pled. Well, I thought I didn't know what this was, so I'm pleading not guilty. At the same time, they also added another charge because the arresting officer screwed up the paperwork, and he had two of the same exact charge instead of one. But so they modified it right there. I objected. They said, well, we do this all the time. And I said, well, I still object because, you know, this is the arresting officer. He's the one that's supposed to be adding and tacking on charges, if anybody is. He's not even here today. And so, long story short, I go again back in the first week of June, and they take you. The arresting officer wasn't there. He went on vacation. And so I knew that I had an advantage at that point. But even then, they still have this whole procedure where the judge talks to the prosecuting trooper. It's just another trooper in uniform with a gun, with a walkie-talkie and the mace and everything sitting there. He's the guy who's the prosecutor.
Are you telling me that a man walked into the courtroom with a gun?
Yes.
He didn't gun down the judge?
Well, no, they knew each other very well, actually.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
They take me to this little windowless room.
Oh.
And he's talking to me, and we never sit down. He's being very affable and very, very
tell you what, we'll get the rest of the story here in a moment. Hang on, more with Neil in a moment. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam joining us from obscuredtruth.com. Head over there, see some of his excellent video work. He has been busily chronicling some of the liberty activism that's been going on up here in New Hampshire and in other places as well. One of his more popular videos is of him in the Detroit airport versus the Detroit TSA. Definitely a must watch. Head over to obscuredtruth.com. You'll see more of Sam and his videos there. And our website is freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. amazon.freetalklive.com. And by the way, coming up here tomorrow, we're going to start the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're going to start the Porcupine Freedom Festival live broadcast. We're going to be doing it for the rest of the week, and it's going to be a lot of fun. The Pork Fest is happening officially from Thursday through Sunday. There will be a lot to do, everything from family-style events to parties, more adult-style events, and so it's going to be a really good time. It's basically a camping affair where we're hanging out at Rogers Campground. It's right next to the White Mountains in northern New Hampshire. Very beautiful location. But the people are the real draw. The over 550 people, last time I looked, were registered for it. Maybe it's gone up to 600 by now. I haven't looked in several days. Rumors have it that there may be as many as 1,000 people turning out in general. just Jeez. Because liberty-minded, a lot of liberty-minded people don't really like to register for things. Some of them are real privacy advocates, and they don't even like giving up their personal information to other activists. So we don't know really what to expect, but it's already shaping up to be the biggest Porcupine Freedom Festival of all time. People are coming in from all across the country.
The marketing's been great.
Yeah, and around the world as well. I just got off the phone with Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land. He's going to be there giving a presentation, an eight-hour class. You want to talk about courts? You want to talk about judges and the court judicial madness in this country? Mark Stevens is the guy to talk to about it, and strategies and all that. He'll be going over that. Plus, there's just going to be so much. Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, is going to be there, and he'll be moderating a drug war debate. So you can see all that and get all the details as to what's happening at porkfest2010.com, porcfest2010.com.
One of the things that's going on there is Thursday and Friday of this week at Porkfest, the Appleseed Project will hold their two-day marksmanship training. Not only will you learn about the correct firing positions, proper use of a sling, the six steps to firing the shot, the natural point of aim, the rifleman's cadence, and how to adjust your sights, but you'll learn all kinds of Revolutionary War history and about our unique heritage as Americans. Walk-ons are okay. Look for directions at the Rogers campground office. And the shoot starts at 8:30 a.m. each day, so they're taking it pretty serious there with the Appleseed shoot.
All right, let's continue here. We have Neil on the line in New Hampshire. Neil, you're telling us we've been talking about parking tickets and saying no, basically, to them. And you've got kind of your own story. It's not about a parking ticket necessarily, but it's about the whole register your car or else thing. And they sent you a letter that they believe that you'd received, but you hadn't received it. And it doesn't matter whether you received it or not in actuality. What matters is they put it in the mail. So if the mailman loses the letter, then you're responsible, apparently, for that. And so they decided to suspend your driving privileges. And you got were you pulled over when you were arrested?
Oh, yes. I was driving under the speed limit and very safely. And they pulled me over because I didn't have my little sticker.
Because it's not about safety. It's about obedience, and it's about cash. And you hadn't given them the money that they were demanding. So they drug you into court over it, and you were just telling us the story that the cop who had originally charged you wasn't there. So you were dealing with another cop, and they pulled you into a windowless room to negotiate.
Right, and basically, I already knew that I was an advantage because the trooper didn't show up, and the New Hampshire Constitution says you're allowed to interrogate your accuser. Anyway, he offered right off the bat no fines, which it could have been between $600 and $700 in fines, it'd be something called a non-finding if I was quote good unquote for 6 months, meaning I didn't get in any traffic problems. Well, that kind of ticked me off right there, and I basically pressed them, and we did a fair amount. We were in there about 20-25 minutes talking about this, and finally I just said, look, I want to go to court. And so we went into, he said at the last second, okay, well, what if I said we should dismiss the charges? And I said, okay, I guess that'd be fine.
No.
I'll say that as a no, don't dismiss them.
No, it's just, what are you going to say to that? What would you say?
Right, well, the judge did ask me that. But let me tell you what, I assumed if the trooper showed up that I would lose. But I wanted to bring up a couple things in court. One is that there's no injured party. Nobody was injured, nobody was threatened, and so
We've
on.
We've had people do that before. They don't care.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I just wanted the credit. But I also had a due process issue, meaning that if the statute actually says that the letters are mailed and shall have been received in 3 days, and I had proof in my hand directly related to the case, I won't go into that right now, that letters don't necessarily get mailed and received in 3 days. It was directly pertinent to the case because the state asked to continue, and I didn't receive it for almost 17 days. Hmm. So it's clear I would like to have set a precedent about this whole garbage about the things shall have been presumed to have been arrived in 3 days.
But they got the charges, right?
Yeah, well, a couple more things, and then I'll get off the phone here. One is I sat there waiting for my case. They don't give you an exact time. There was a lady that was going 95 in a 65 zone. Her fine was smaller than my fine would have been for not having my papers in order.
Hmm. Another just one shows is the priorities.
Yeah, there's also 19 cases that were up that I had to sit through waiting for my case. Only two pled not guilty. I was one of those two.
And I'm all surprised the
people,
it was that many.
Right after the guy, sorry?
I said I'm surprised it was that many out of the 19.
Well, it was just me and another guy. What the other thing that offended me is that all of the, as he suspended driving privileges and fined people over $1,000, they all, to a man except for me, thanked the judge. Thank you, Your Honor. And finally, as
please,
I'm standing up there
another?
On the table, right. So the last thing is, as I'm standing at the table, you're not really allowed to sit. As I'm standing, there's a sticker on the table to the right that says, "The judge, you shall stand when the judge comes in," and so on. The judge shall be addressed as Your Honor. You shall be standing. And I made it a point not to call the judge Your Honor. I always called him Judge. So I guess I was being an accidental activist there.
Yeah, I don't use that term either. And Mark, you would point out that like a Quaker would never say something like that, right?
Well, it's a title, and Quakers don't look at one person over another. So, yeah, you really can't do that.
Hey, Glenn, thanks for sharing the story. Glad you decided to stand up for yourself. If only the 19 people had the same level of courage, or the other 18, or 17 rather, had the same level of courage that you did, then things could really start to change. And I think that's one of the points of this conversation, and thank you for the call tonight. One of the points of the conversation is to encourage people. And, Mark, you posted a blog post over at freekeen.com about this, a guest blog post, encouraging people to not pay these tickets. You get a parking ticket, don't pay it. Go ahead and challenge it. Make them schedule a court date, and then see what they do. At the worst case, if you want to not go all the way, because I think it is non-cooperation because you're not going along with what they want.
Yeah, I agree. It's standing up and saying no.
But
in
it's
one
still in the
or
system.
Another.
Right. I mean, it's still an in-the-system thing because it's an option. You know, in their system, you still have the option to go to a trial. They could change the rules and make it so you don't have any options
anymore.
Like
to point out, for people that think I'm a miserly skinflint or whatever for dealing with this, that I offered to the prosecutor to pay $50 to a local charity.
You did.
In order not to pay a $5 parking ticket.
Oh, I didn't know that part of the story.
I did. I mean, I made the offer, and he didn't take me up on it.
Huh.
So, now, I don't. He sort of acted like he didn't have the power to do it. This is the prosecutor, right?
he could take it to the judge.
He could do whatever he wanted to do. He didn't feel like doing it, wandering over there. And, I felt like I'm absolved from any kind of skin flintiness.
I wouldn't make an offer like that until I was found guilty.
Yeah, I just felt like doing it.
Right. That's when I would make that offer, though, because I sure as hell won't pay them the money. 800-259-9231. Then they look bad if they turn it down, because then they've said, we want this from you or else. And then they look bad if they turn down the offer to the charity. More coming up here. Non-cooperation, your calls, Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DooblyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. That's DUBLIShoppers.com. You'll be...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. And if you are enjoying the website, there's a lot more to explore. If you haven't gone through the entire thing, make sure you take a look at the wiki. There's a whole lot there, over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. You can edit virtually anything you see there, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. So you can bring up absolutely anything here. Again, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. I'm talking about non-cooperation, and I'm a big fan because I think that the only way this government is really going to change is if people stop going along with the program. And it's one thing to say, well, you know, you got to work within the system. Okay, fine, work within the system, but do this too. You can also non-cooperate, and that's also working within the system, because working within the system doesn't have to mean doing everything they tell you to do. Oh, well, we've given you a parking ticket, so now you've got to pay it. Well, no. How about instead you schedule a trial, and then if I'm found guilty, I'll maybe pay your parking ticket, or maybe I'll just go to jail, or maybe I'll offer to pay money to charity or something like that. So it is working within the system.
You know, over the last few months, Bradley Jardis has posted three or four articles that have made the local papers about prosecutors who are overloaded with cases.
Mm-hmm.
The judicial system is out of money. Apparently, they're in some kind of fight with the legislature because the courts made them give back the $100 million of medical malpractice insurance that they stole out of that fund in order to pay bills now because the government's broke. And so
the government's eating itself.
They're
basically
trying. Yeah, the legislature is sort of starving them off and forcing them to do this. And then at the same time, you know, people are free staters are here saying no, forcing them to take things to trial. I mean, they have 12 cases just here in Keene from the arrests out of the jail.
Right, and this is, I believe, that the judicial system, this is the legal system entirely. Cops, prosecutors, judges, the whole thing, is they're way too ready to take you to to trial in order to extract money from you.
Well, it normally works.
And you know, they'll give you a piece of paper. If you send the money in, it's very easy for them. And I believe that they should be there just to handle situations where one person harms another.
Absolutely.
If the person who's harmed can't afford to take them, take the person to trial, that's fine. You know, I think the legal system should be able to represent them or whatever. But currently, they're out there spending most of their time doing fundraising. Mm-hmm. Fundraising with guns on their hips.
They've got a whole division for the parking tickets.
Immoral. Mm-hmm. And that's, working within the system's fine. I'm all for it. But the system is immoral. Don't think it's not.
When you walk into the police department in Keene, New Hampshire, there are three windows. There's one window for the operations where the dispatcher's there and you can talk to them about whatever. And then there's another window where it's kind of like the secretarial window where you can, you know, do administrative things. And then there's another window that says parking. So literally one third of the entire entry area is devoted to a window where they are literally just taking cash from people all day long. Yeah. And I believe this to be true, that they don't even make it into the black. Even with all of the money they get rolling in from those parking tickets, they don't even cover the amount that the budget is for their department.
I've heard that over and over, but Mark, you're saying that's a fact?
That's what I've heard over and over,
too. Yeah, I don't
too.
Know if it's true. Yeah, I think
I've seen that in the budget. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how to read that crap. I've looked at that before, and I'm like, no, I can balance my checkbook, but reading that
stuff. That thing's as thick as a phone book. Yeah. I think they're the most phone books.
So yeah, it's inside the system, but it is non-cooperation at the same time, and it's so powerful because it was like our caller earlier, Neil said, he was in that court, and 19 people were there, and 17 of the 19 pled guilty. If they'd actually had to do work for the other 17 cases... If it were more often that people were saying not guilty, or actually if you refuse to put in a plea, which I don't ever plea, I just because I don't want to consent to their system. So if you refuse to plea, they have to put a not guilty in for you. So if you go to not guilty and you schedule the trial, it loads the system up. They'll have to drop the charges because there's nothing else they can do at that point.
And I think because the law has they've set the precedent for themselves that, well, speedy trial means 9 months, that they have gotten so lazy because they've been, oh, we got 9 months to handle this, that they've just sort of let the sort of backlog build up and churn over. And now they have, they're so underfunded and, they've got so many cases and they take so long to schedule. They only have so many court dates, so many courthouses that they just can't handle it. And if people start saying no, it's going to cause major problems and they just can't hold all of these trials.
Their system exists and depends on mass obedience. If 99% of people are obedient to them and do whatever it is they demand and pay whatever fines they're demanding of them, the system will work. But as soon as a few people start to say
2% say no, yeah, then it just clogs it up, and then they have to find something new. And that's how evolution works. This is a dinosaur. This court system is something from the past that has been warped into a monster, and it needs to be beaten back. And
they don't even use email. They don't even use email.
Yeah, you have to actually physically deliver something or fax. Maybe they'll accept the fax.
Yeah.
Which is what, 1989 technology, basically. Yeah. Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Lyle, listening in Montana. Lyle, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, Lyle, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've actually got two non-compliant stories to tell you. One dealt with me about 25 years ago in California, and one was with my daughter here in Montana about 5 years ago.
Let's do the five-year one first because we're short on time.
The one 5 years ago?
Yeah, it's newer.
Okay, my daughter was with a friend, and they got pulled aside in a Shopko store for shoplifting.
Oh, no.
And they searched both girls and didn't find anything on them. So there was basically no shoplifting that happened. And I got a letter from Shopko, and they wanted $100 for their time and pain and suffering.
Because they made a mistake?
I basically told them to go screw themselves. I wasn't going to pay them any money. There was, never any charges brought.
Mm-hmm.
Then the county attorney said, well, we're going to prosecute your daughter for shoplifting, even though they didn't find anything.
Wow.
So I had to go down, and the county attorney was screaming and yelling at these kids in the hallway of the courthouse. I mean, literally screaming at
your
them.
Your kids, you know, or other like, kids?
My kids.
Okay.
My daughter and the other girl, you know, they were mm-hmm. threatening them with perjury and this and that. You know, they already had statements from both girls stating that they didn't steal anything. They didn't find anything on them, but they were going to prosecute them anyway for shoplifting, even though, you know, nothing happened. There was no evidence of any shoplifting, and they were threatening them with perjury mm-hmm. for lying, you know. It's like, well, but we haven't lied. You haven't proven that they lied.
Well, they can threaten
and,
all they
you know,
want.
I was just standing my ground telling them, you know, you shouldn't really be screaming like this in the hallways. People were looking, like, what the hell's going
That's
on?
That's when you pull
you
out
know?
The video camera and start rolling tape on them.
Yeah, it was really kind of hilarious, but, you know, they did drop all the charges, and, you know, basically my daughter had to agree not to go into Shopko for 6 months.
Well, that's fine. That I mean, it's their business. They can ban her for whatever reason they want to. I mean, that's okay.
That wasn't a major problem at all.
So they dropped the charges.
You stand your ground against these people and make them prove, you know, what they're threatening you
with. Right, because normally they don't have to prove anything. In the 17 out of the 19 cases that Neil was talking about earlier, they didn't have to do anything. They just wrote out a piece of paper. Some guy in a uniform with a badge wrote something on a piece of paper, and then some other guy calling himself the prosecutor intimidate. The whole thing is just a process to intimidate people into turning over their hard-earned money to these vultures.
Exactly. It's all done on intimidation. A few years back, I read an article from somebody, I don't know who wrote it or whatnot, but he said basically the only reason you ever get convicted of anything in the courts is because you agree to it.
Most of the time. I mean, there are the occasions where they will actually, you know, bring somebody in who's hurt somebody else, and then justice could be done.
I'm talking a non-tort case. You know, a tort case is where somebody actually has damages.
Mm-hmm.
But, anything else, the only reason you get convicted is because you agree to it. You know, a traffic offense or jaywalking or, you know.
Absolutely.
Anything like that, you know.
Over and over again. What was this? There was another statistic thrown out about the New Hampshire court system where I think it was one of the lawyers up here said something to the effect that, you know, 90 plus percent of the cases are just plea bargains. They're just plea bargains. The system's already breaking down.
I think that's the way it is everywhere.
Yeah, and that is the way it is everywhere. The system is already breaking down. It only will take a little push for it to just go completely bye-bye. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And unlike you, Mark, if we're going to have this violent monopoly, and it probably will be around for a while, I'd at least rather have them focusing on something important like real crimes. More coming up here, and non-cooperating can help make that happen sooner rather than later. Hour 2 is coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.